The two-hit hypothesis results in loss of heterozygosity in tumor suppressor genes. This is a very common occurrence in cancer. In the example shown, the first hit or mutation was inherited, so the patient inherited one functioning allele and one mutated allele. This allele is hence heterozygous. If a second hit or mutation inactivates the functioning allele, then you have loss of heterozygosity. This can also occur in sporadic cancers, where an individual starts out with two functioning alleles, the first hit inactivates the first allele, resulting in heterozygosity, and the second hit inactivates the second allele in the same cell, causing loss of heterozygosity. On the right is a list of different types of cancers that are associated with loss of heterozygosity and the chromosomal regions that are associated. The purpose of this list is not to memorize the cancers and regions, but to appreciate that loss of heterozygosity is seen in many cancers and involves many different chromosomal regions and hence genes.